Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
We'll go to our Inheritance Tracks straight away, and this week they are from John Hegley. John was born in Newington Green in North London, more of a roundabout these days than a green, and from there he moved to Luton. And as with so many people who tell us things we can't quite see for ourselves, John's early career was spent doing jobs that involved spending a lot of time with other people, but those people probably didn't realise they were spending any time with him. He worked as a bus conductor, a social services clerk and a nurse before his poetry took off, and that was due to a helping hand up from John Peel on his Radio 1 sessions. Hegley's work is now highly regarded, and his deadpan expressions and dedication to describing the misery of the human condition make people love him. These are his Inheritance Tracks.
The song that I've inherited is I Want to Hold Your Hand by The Beatles. I remember my brother used to drive me around in his Triumph Vitesse playing Sergeant Pepper's, and I just used to think this was the height of living, to be driven around by my brother hearing this fantastic music. I mean, then to sort of have music in the car was quite a number, you know, even for somebody to bring in a cassette recorder and play some music. I remember him doing it in the toilet. Somebody had a cassette player, and I just thought, how cool it is, you know, standing in the toilet listening to a cassette player. Let me be your man. It used to be a little bit aggressive, actually, because if you were a bit weedy and you went in, you actually sometimes didn't really want to go for a wee because they were in there. But it was quite nice one day that you went in there and, oh, it's not just giving you a bit of lip, there's actually a bit of something pleasant in there as well. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide, I can hide. We didn't used to go and see very many people, so that was why it was fantastic that my brother was driving me around. We used to stay in the house, we used to go to mass, I used to go to school, obviously, but it was a relatively insular, so something coming in from outside like the Beatles was something very special. I want to hold your hand, I want to hold your hand, I want to hold your hand, and when I touch you I feel happy inside. I do remember that my mum really used to love the Beatles, actually, and I remember that we all loved it, and I remember we watched Let It Be, and she was really angry that the police came up and got them off the roof. I mean, when the Beatles came out, just the sound was phenomenal, and each time they brought out a new single, it was a fantastic thing that rocked the whole house. I think you understand. They were something that we shared. It was a shared passion. We all thought the Beatles were great. I wanna hold your hand. It's more the melody. It's just more the them bending their knees and just rocking out, really, which was something new then. I mean, I know that it had happened in America with Elvis Presley, but for me, rocking out didn't really occur to the Beatles. And when I touch you, I feel happy. And I have a little poem about the Beatles, actually. The Beatles in our Luton bungalow. With the Beatles about, you had to admit that it got better. They put a hum into the humdrum and the drab. Those four made the five of us feel glad to be alive. They were one of the three things our family could appreciate together. The other two were sleep and oxygen. I mean, obviously, there were other things like toffee that we enjoyed. Well, I've got a short list of things to leave behind. What Difference Does It Make by The Smiths? Watch Your Step by Elvis Costello? Brimful of Asher by Corner Shop? Anarchy Gordon by Nick Jones? And 7.5 cents from The Pyjama Game? Choosing one of them. I figured it out. I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Oh, the song that I passed on. 7.5 cents. The Pyjama Game. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out. He figured it out. I was in the musical, The Pyjama Game, and Isabella, my daughter, comes to see my shows, and she says, they're good, Dad. But that show, she thought, was amazing. Only 5 years from today, I can see it all before me. Only 5 years from today. 5 years. Now let's see.
It was so colourful, it was very joyful, it was also very lovely for me to be in an ensemble. I just heard her singing that song about a month ago, and I thought she knew so many of the words, I couldn't believe. And she saw it three times. She saw it in Toronto. And she used to love the machines, because one of the machines went bang, and she used to love that moment in the show when the machine went bang. And that was the very last song, and they all used to parade around.
A vacuum instead of a plastic room.
Not to mention a 40-inch television set.
It was just fantastic.
Although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a heck of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing.
Funny thing about this was I thought that this could go in the first category of what would you have from your childhood, because that musical was in my childhood as well.
I figured it out.
She figured it out. She figured it out.
I figured it out.
I remember we sat round and watched that musical on TV, because I can remember the opening shots, because the character I played was Hines, who starts at the beginning, and so it just sort of brought something back when I had to do that bit of the very opening of that. It's amazing. We've yet to watch the film through, so it's something we've got. I've got the video of it.
10 years. Now, let's see. 520 weeks times 40 hours every week, at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, a time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $1,705.48!
I do have a poem about
a trip to France, across the seas, a motorboat and water skis, and maybe even a foreign car.
Game for the Pajamas, because Simon Callow directed it. Mr. Callow and Co. burned a lot of tallow, adding new light to this old entertainment. Then came the mixed press, which pressed against the fledgling flame and blew against success. It's a shame. It's a good game, if a little relentless. And I much enjoyed the taking part, as well as taking the money, even if I was described as dismally unfunny. The Telegraph.
We figured it out with a pencil and a pad. They figured it out.
It was a joyous thing to be brought back to that great time. Something that we both enjoyed so much together. I enjoyed being in it. She enjoyed coming along to see it.
Only 20 years from today.
Well, the funny thing is, 7.5 cents was one of the few songs in the show I wasn't actually in.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.